This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That's right, you're listening to Joy 94.9, and we're live from La Trobe University Pride Week 2014. Joining Dylan and myself, I am Aldith. On the mics right now are Kitty and Isla from Queer Chat, which is a confidential and open support group for queer students who feel isolated by their sexuality and or are considering coming out. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you going?
So, Kitty, you and I, we met last year here at La Trobe University's Pride Week.
Yep.
What can you tell us about Queer Chatters?
Well, Queer Chat's a great, as you said, confidential environment where people who are unsure of their sexuality or gender identity, those sorts of queer-related issues, can go and talk to people in a confidential environment and explore their own journey and feel totally safe and supported in doing that.
And that's quite specific what you said as well, and it really rings true, their own personal journey, because there are very, very rare that you're going to find two journeys that are 100% carbon copies. It is a very unique experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you mind sharing with La Trobe University and our Joy listeners your own journey?
Not at all. It's hard to make short, of course, but...
yeah, wrap it up in a short, quick little bundle for me.
Five words or less. I suppose, over many years, questioned my gender identity and been very confused about that. Through the help of Queer Chatters, as well as the counselling services on campus, I've been able to go through a lot of things there. And also, I'm majoring in philosophy, and I found that very helpful in exploring the role of identity generally. And I've realised that the further I've got through that, the less relevant gender has been to my identity, and the question has become broader and more about my identity in general.
That's pretty... That seems like it would have been a lot of ground for you to cover to get to that spot.
Yeah, and it's still moving.
When does it stop,
though? I haven't reached a point where I feel like, okay, that's sorted or anything yet.
I think it's a little bit, even though it's the end goal, I think it's life gets a bit too tame when everything is sorted. I think that we need to find those journeys to keep going and keep, I guess, refining our own identity. Do you agree, or?
I do. I actually feel that sort of too much comfort can breed complacency.
Yeah.
And I tend to rail against that. It's not that I want drama. I don't want chaos and drama in my life, but I don't want to feel like it's all sorted and done and now I can just keep this holding pattern for the next 40 years until I die.
What about you, Isla? Tell me a little bit about yourself and why did you get involved with Queer Chat?
I guess I got involved just to gain a little bit more confidence in being queer. And it's just a great group. We talk about all different things, not necessarily queer related, but you always have the opportunity to raise something if need be. And yeah.
How many people would you say are involved?
It depends on the week. Sometimes we have three. Sometimes I've been there when there's 8 to 10. It just depends.
Nice. And is it a very wide, diverse group of people?
Yeah, there's different people, different sexual orientations, different gender identities, people that are at different stages in their journey to being confident with
themselves. That's fantastic. I love that because it's such a supportive environment. So you've got people who are a bit more experienced and so they can feed off, vibe the younger people, the people who are just coming out, help them out.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that the great thing about our society is that there are so many different types of people and we're also understanding and so welcoming of everybody else. It's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
What have you experienced thus far with Queer Chatters, Kitty? What have you experienced? Was it a good aid for you to grow as a person? And in getting to the... How did you actually get first involved with the Queer Chatters?
Well, getting involved at first came from... In one of those desperate situations, going to the counselling service and just asking for help. And after a few sessions with one of the counsellors there, the gender-related issues that I had came up, and I was offered the opportunity to attend Queer Chat. And there's a number of different aspects in which you can grow in Queer Chat. I mean, even just coming to university in general and finding that it can be quite daunting to speak up in classes to start with.
Yeah.
But in an environment like Queer Chat, you can go from being very intimidated to learning that your opinion can be valued by other people on campus. And I found that quite helpful even in opening up in my tutorials and stuff in a wider university experience as well.
That's beautiful.
I really like that. That's fantastic. Build your confidence. Get your gay on. It's fantastic. If you're at La Trobe University, check out the guys at Queer Chat, and we'll be back at La Trobe University.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
That's right, you're with Joy 94.9 here at La Trobe for Pride Week 2014. It has been fantastic so far, magnificent, brilliant and sunny. Very sunny indeed, Dylan.
No, it's positively gorge, Patrick.
Yeah, we are joined here today by fantastic Jason Ball, who is a magnificent enough ambassador, also a Beyond Blue ambassador, also working with Young and Well. Hello. It's just the list is endless here. It's magnificent. I'm looking through going, oh dear, everything.
I'd like to thank you for coming along and spending some time with us here at La Trobe University, because one thing that I'm sure you'll be able to identify with is, I guess, a feeling of wanting to be included and also being fearful of, I guess, being discriminated against and pushed away. But before we get into that media chat, just want to give anyone who has been living under a rock and is not aware of yourself, just want to give a bit of a plug of what you've done so far as an out and proud footballer.
Yeah, sure. So my name's Jason Ball, and in September 2012, I started a petition calling on the AFL to do more to tackle homophobia, and at the same time came out publicly as the first Aussie Rules footballer at any level to reveal themselves as being gay. And as part of that, I sort of shared my story of what it had been like growing up playing footy and being gay. You know, it wasn't really a pleasant experience. I remember always second-guessing everything that I ever said or did out of fear that my teammates might figure out that I was gay. The word gay was commonly used to mean bad or weak or soft in football, and homophobic slurs were sort of seen as part of the game. And when I figured out that I was gay, that, it was really crushed me, I guess, and I felt like the football club would be the one place I'd never be able to come out.
Right, and what was it, I guess, the lead up for yourself to come out? What was the psychology going on within yourself?
I think, you know, that there became a point in my life when I realised that, you know, I only live one time, and so I may as well do what makes me happy. I may as well not worry so much about what other people think and just be the person that I am. And, you know, with that, I found the courage to come out to my friends and family. The football club came a lot later. But I guess I realised, looking back on the years when I was struggling to come to terms with who I was in that football environment, if I had have known of such thing as a gay AFL player, that would have made a world of difference to me. And that's why I wanted to make my story more public, because with my team at Yarra Glen Football Club, you know, they've completely embraced me. You know, they don't care that I'm gay. I think the only thing they wanted to know is who I thought the best looking player on the team was. But, you know, they were really annoyed that it wasn't them. You know, it just wasn't an issue.
Right, of course.
Now, Jason, you also work as the liaison officer for Young and Well. Tell us a little bit about Young and Well.
Sure. So Young and Well is a cooperative research centre that focuses on the intersection of youth mental health and new technology. I got involved with them through being an ambassador for Beyond Blue, which was in a volunteer capacity over the past year. And I found that mental health was a really great way to sort of have a foundation for the advocacy that I was doing in sport to try and make sport a more inclusive and welcoming place for the gay and lesbian community. And so with Young and Well, recently we launched a report called Growing Up Queer, which looked at the impact that homophobia has on the mental health of young gay, lesbian, bisexual and trans teenagers, with some really, you know, disturbing disturbing statistics around suicide and self-harm, and it really focused on how much we need to change within education, how much we need to change within health to make things better for young people who are GLBTI.
And I just want to quickly clarify that homosexuality and transgender does not cause depression and anxiety. However, homophobia and transphobia, that's what causes depression and anxiety.
That was a big outcome from the report. It found that a lot of young gay people were actually quite happy with who they were. Where the problem came was how the rest of the world viewed them.
Yeah. And I suppose, I guess, have you had much experience or much to deal with, say, internalized homophobia?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, I think that, you know, in my campaign where I was, say, calling on the AFL to screen no to homophobia ads on the big screen or to commit to a pride round, sometimes I would even have people within the gay community who would say, look, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I just want to live my life. I don't want to, you know, be broadcasting that and making a big deal. And I felt that was kind of maybe a bit of, you know, internalized homophobia. It was a bit of, you know, I'm a little bit ashamed of being gay, and so you know, that's probably one run-in with it.
Right.
So we're just going to also chat, when you were talking about your experience with Young and Well, and you were talking about making sports teams sort of more inclusive, or at least aiming towards that, obviously here at La Trobe, we've got here as well a wonderful person, Jonathan, from La Trobe University Snow Sports. Yes, Snow Sports. Oh, yeah. What was the last word for that one?
Team.
Magnificent. Just tell us a little bit, I suppose both of you gentlemen can talk about what can we do here, what can La Trobe do to make sports teams more inclusive, I suppose, of GLBTI identifying individuals.
Well, I know with us, for part of the university snow sports team, we don't discriminate against anyone. It's an all-inclusive club. We're open to everyone, and it's simply the only condition we have is that you want to give it a shot. So there's no...
That's a pretty good prereq.
That's the just only saying. Condition. We don't care whether you have been skiing or snowboarding or just want to try it. The only condition is you want to come and try it. It's not gender specific, it's not sexuality specific, we're here for fun.
Yeah,
simple as that.
It's really good to hear, good on you. I think that, you know, in terms of looking for advice for sporting groups out there in mainstream sporting world, in terms of what you can do to make your codes or make your sports more inclusive of gay and lesbian people, I mean, I think the place to start is looking at your codes of conduct and your policies and stuff like that to make sure that it is inclusive, and make sure that it's clearly stated in there that homophobia or transphobia aren't accepted, and there's clear sort of procedures to deal with homophobia if it were to come up within your own sport. And I think the second thing that you can do is really be, you know, there are a lot of initiatives that you can do to show that you are inclusive and embracing of diversity. I mean, we've seen, you know, in my own football league in the Yarra Valley Mountain District, later this year they're going to be having a pride game. So we're going to have the 50-metre line in a rainbow arc, you know, and there's going to be some people wearing pride, like rainbow socks and stuff like that. Just little initiatives like that to try and, you know, help show that we are inclusive.
It comes down to part of the reason why we're here today as well. It's all about showing that it is for everyone and that everyone should come and give it a shot.
Would we be likely to see La Trobe Uni's snow team next snow season sporting some rainbow?
You've missed out on the past couple of snow seasons. Oh. We've been up there in tights and leggings and all the rest of it.
That is what I would like to hear. How long has that been running for?
La Trobe University snow sports team has been around for, I believe, almost 40 years.
Right.
We've been around one of the oldest sports clubs on our campus. So we've been here for a long time, and we've become very proficient with what we do.
And with your initiatives towards including people from gender diverse and sexually diverse backgrounds as well, I suppose, has that been a recent initiative, or is it something that's just sort of grown out of, I suppose, the tradition of it?
It's grown a bit out of the tradition of it, but it's also with, you know, awareness on campus being brought up as well. It's just something that we've been able to include and we've been able to put forward and show that, yes, we're a part of this, and yes, we're open to everyone.
Well, that's fantastic. You are here on Joy 94.9. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
We're having even more performances coming up.
This is Joy 94.9, La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
This is Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented to you by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with Student Union Queer Development and Ally Program. I am Elle Deese. We are very lucky today to be joined by one of Joy's favourites, Michael Dalton, as he shares with us his rendition of Love Is in the Air.
Oh, isn't that nice? Here we go. Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Oh, yes. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. Beautiful hair you've got. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. I don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Shove it up your ass. If you don't like what I do. Oh, yes. You take a running jump. If it's not the show for you. All right. I don't care if you find me appealing. I don't care if I'm not quite your bag. I'm a man full of substance and meaning. And like you, a bit of a slag. All right, you lot. I want to hear ya. Where are you? Yeah, ladies. I'm young and feeling cute, but I was. It is your bed. I'm tired of love and this maniac is your art. Pretty good. I don't care if you find me appealing. I don't care if I'm not quite your bag. And a man with substance and meaning. You'll enjoy if you're dice, pray or cat. I know you're on my side. I can feel it. I would have liked a massage then. If it be your underground, young lady, we're on Pride Week. And I don't care if I've been through. And it's something that I must believe in. And it's here when I reach out for you. All right. You ready? Here we go. Oh, love is in the air. Love is in the air. A little early in the day. Does it make some noise, everyone? Thank you. Loved it. Elle Deese, where are we? Are we back?
We're back here. Yes, sound fantastic.
Oh, you know.
That was amazing.
I've broken into a sweat.
Oh, but you worked so hard.
I did.
I do love choreography. Well, I do love the audience participation. There were a few girls giggling and a lot of, oh, my God.
Yes. Well, you know, that's I don't mind that.
No, me neither. We aim to please.
Yes.
Well, really, if you've got a girl saying, oh, my God, it's never a bad thing, is it?
Well, it's mainly the men that's, hey, oh, my God, to me, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been to university in a long while.
A long time. I do love the campus here. It is beautiful. I've never been here before
it is,
myself.
I don't mind this, but when you drive in, it's a little bit like Wolf Creek, isn't it?
We got lost, yes. I did fear for my life.
Yes.
Now, we have here a flyer for the Equal Love Rally. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I'm a big believer in equal rights. There's something about it, isn't there?
that it's we live in a world where everybody should be able to do what they want. It's, you know, within the confines of the law.
That's good. Yeah,
now,
within
this
the law.
Equal love rallying has been going on a while, but yet we're not allowed to marry who we want to marry. And I don't like that.
No, me neither. And I think this year is the 10th birthday or 10th anniversary.
Yes, either way, you're right. And even more reason to go along to the rally. And, well, basically, if you don't get out there, we don't get our voice listened to, do we?
No, and I think I go to the rally every time they're on. They're so much fun. You get to protest for what we believe in. You get to show your rainbow side. And it's just like one big happy family. Well, it's not an angry protest. We're so full of love and colour.
Well, and you're right. Obviously, it isn't just the gays and the lesbians and their mates. It's everyone in the world should be rallying against this. Maybe we should get a little angrier, not at the demonstration, but in life. Maybe we should be a little angrier that we don't have our rights.
Maybe. Feel it with a bit more passion, maybe.
Yeah, I like that.
Passion never hurt anyone. So,
date
is it?
Well, there was that one to us.
1st of May. So, if the 1st of May, head to the State Library in Melbourne for the Rally for Marriage Equality.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
I loved it.
This is Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University, and we'll be back after this.
This is Joy 94.9, La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
This is Joy 94.9 live at La Trobe Pride Week, aiming to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health promoting university environment. My name is Dylan Adler and it is an absolute pleasure to be down here at the Agora at La Trobe University today. But right now I'm joined again by another queer chatter, Emily. How are you going today?
Oh, yeah, I'm not too bad.
And you're sporting a pretty rockin' improv bow tie that I'm loving right now.
Yeah, it's fab. They've got like a tent thing set out where we're all just hanging out.
That's right, there is a safe space down at the Agora. There's some bean bags where you can come down and chill.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable in there. It's good.
Yeah, how long were you on the bean bags for?
Oh, about half an hour.
Half an hour? Awesome. So I want to like have a chat about your journey and your experience throughout your life. You came from Warrnambool.
Yeah.
So a bit of a rural environment, just a smidge of a rural.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah.
What was that like, I guess, coming from, say, Warrnambool and then coming to Melbourne and La Trobe? Was that a bit of a quantum leap, or was it something quite organic?
Well, coming from a country town and like to somewhere like Melbourne, it's a bit of a daunting experience, especially not knowing anyone. But it's kind of a good thing, especially with like the LGBT community, because there's not a lot of that in Warrnambool. So it was quite good to come here and see that there was a lot of acceptance, especially at La Trobe, and with things such as the Queer Chat program and how they have, well, the Pride Week, what's going on now. So that was really sort of exciting to see. It made me feel comfortable and...
That's awesome, because there's, like you're saying, there's not a whole lot of support in Warrnambool, and I think that's quite specific to rural environments. I mean, there's a couple of rural spaces where it is quite inclusive. However, for a lot of areas, it is, I guess, quite isolating. What made you want to come and attend a queer chat group?
I suppose just to meet a lot, some like-minded people, and to find a space where I felt comfortable being myself, and to know that there was support there. That was really important.
And is that one of the parts that, I guess, really made you stay with the group?
Definitely, yeah. It's a really great group, and there's a lot of interesting people there, and we're all like-minded, and they're very accepting of everything. And it's just a fun, like, it's just fun. We just go there and chat about whatever's on your mind. Or
can we see? Do you recognise any faces from the crowd, or anyone here today that have that are you familiar with from the groups?
Oh, I saw a couple here before.
If you're out there, please make some noise right now, because we'd love to know. We'd love to hear more. Ah, I can hear Devorah at the back.
Yeah, she's great.
She is awesome. Now, what has been your most enjoyable part or aspect of the queer chatter groups?
I suppose just meeting people and, like, Oh, we went and saw a film last year, actually. So that was cool. Like, we go on little outings sometimes.
That's pretty awesome.
Things. Yeah, we went and saw Behind the Candelabra. That was fab.
Yeah, that actually is a phenomenal movie. The prosthetics in that film were just
right?
It was hard to actually recognize who he was.
Yeah,
now, what have you ultimately got out of the queer chat groups?
I suppose confidence to be myself, really. That really helped. And just knowing that there's a safe space where I can be myself and, you know, be comfortable and confident, and knowing that there's support and other people out there, you know, in similar situations who, you know, are going through the same things.
Would you recommend it?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Super great, yeah. If anyone wants to come along and just meet people or wants to discuss things, then I definitely recommend you come along and, yeah.
Well, if you are out there today at La Trobe University, we'd love you to come down and have a chat at the Joy 94.9 tent. And we also have a safe space right next to the kiosk. Emily, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
No worries.
And hey, we've got more fabulous announcements to come from La Trobe University right after this.
Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
Here we are today, live at La Trobe University, Joy 94.9. It is a fantastic day for Pride Week. I'm here with beautiful LDs, Vixen.
Hi.
LDs. Vixen.
I'm getting used to that.
I would get used to that. It's a beautiful, beautiful term. And we are joined here today by a lovely Karen Parker. Hello, Karen.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, Karen is a postgraduate student here at La Trobe University, very interested in looking at transgender equality and queer inclusivity within the mainstream of society, as well as look at the alliances between LGBTIQ people with the wider community. And we've started that with this beautiful safe space tent that is right next to us at the Agora.
Those of you who aren't here at La Trobe University, this safe space tent is a fantastic pergola that is covered in streamers and is full of beanbags. And it just looks so comfy and so welcoming. I might have to go in there later. Mm.
So far with the safe space, it has been a great chance to begin conversations. What so far have you found have been most interesting about these conversations?
It's been very interesting because we've tried to make a comfortable space that anyone can come into, and we've made it so that it's like a kind of a private space within a public space, and there hasn't really been any rules or anything about what happens, but we've just found we've had a sort of a succession of really interesting conversations with people, LGBT people, but also non-LGBT people have come and had conversations with us, and it's, you know, it's been actually quite personal at times. We've had almost personal conversations with people, and it's just been really interesting experience.
I suppose the beautiful thing out of that is opening up the discussion. So people
Absolutely.
Who are unsure and but want to find out more about anything inside the LGBTIQ community are finding ways to just begin to just understand, I suppose, if they're from a non-LGBTI or even if they are from a part of that community and not sure about any of the other letters
in
that.
Not everyone knows where they are. And we're all, you know... And just for trans people, that's not a homogenous group either. There's all sorts of people.
It's very disparate.
So Karen, you are setting up a trans group here at La Trobe. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're starting up an informal trans group within the queer department. We've got our wonderful queer department that's already here that's supporting us in that. And it's just a small group of people who are trans or just want to form an alliance with trans people who just want to do things to promote alliances within LGBT and also with LGBT and the outliers, you know, hetero people.
I love that. So you don't actually have to be trans to be a part
not
of the trans
all.
Group. You
no.
just have to be a
In
supporter.
In fact, one of our main allies at the moment, Peggy Sturken, who I think is over in the tent, she doesn't identify as LGBTIQ, but she is an ally, and she's actually brainstormed this whole kind of tent oasis thing with us.
That's
she's
fantastic.
She's an ally. So.
Fantastic work, Peggy.
Sharing the love.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely.
So it's very much a pro-trans area.
It is.
It's a pro-trans area. with, goodness, I was just about to jump into, with your PhD, because mm-hmm. you are studying a very fascinating PhD in linguistics.
That's right, yeah.
Can you just elaborate a little bit about what you're studying with that?
Well, what I do is, my thesis is a description of the grammatical and phonological patterns of some languages in northeast India.
Now, can you dumb that down, because that has gone straight over my head.
So, I'm studying, what I do is, I go to India, to some tribal areas near the Burmese border. I make recordings for tribal groups of little-known endangered languages. Mm-hmm. Then I bring the recordings back, translate them, analyse the grammatical patterns and the sound patterns. And these languages are sort of, they're becoming endangered. There's less and less speakers as the bigger languages come in and encroach upon them. So this is a way of helping them empower their language and their culture, those tribes.
Fantastic.
So that's what my thesis is about.
Just looking at a little bit about... I suppose the community here at La Trobe, what's been really positive so far? Have you had a, because it's in its early stages, your transcript said it's in the embryonic stage, has mm-hmm. been a lot of positive feedback so far?
Absolutely,
with that?
Yeah, so much positive feedback. It is in the early stages, and we haven't done that much yet, but I can tell from just the month or so that it's been sort of in operation that we've already got interest across the board. And, you know, the people here at La Trobe are really supportive, as you can see.
Yeah.
And generally, but also within our wonderful queer department. So we think we can take it in a lot of directions and some interesting sort of...
So if anyone's interested in getting involved when the trans group has a little bit more sort of, mm-hmm. well, I don't know, structure, trying to make it very informal, but yeah. if they're interested, how do they get in contact?
Well, they should just, the best place to probably start is if they're not a La Trobe student, they can go to the Facebook page of the Queer Department.
Yeah.
And if they are a trans, if they are a student at La Trobe, they can go to the Queer Lounge, which is in the Student Union office there, in the building right behind us.
Yes.
And there's a wonderful Queer Lounge in there, and... they can talk to Justin Butler, they can talk to one of the wonderful people in there, and they can definitely point them in the right direction.
I love it. This university has queer everything.
Oh, it's totally queer.
It's fantastic.
I think we fit right in.
Yes, you do. Thank you so much for telling us about your safe space and your trans group.
And this will continue on Thursday as well.
On Thursday as well.
Yes, so come down on Thursday to La Trobe University and check it out. This is Show 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2014.
This is Joy 94.9, La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 from La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, celebrating inclusivity through debate, live performances, stalls and activities. Joining me right now is a wondrous person, Zoe, from the Zoe Bell Gender Centre. Welcome to La Trobe Pride Week.
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing day so far.
Did you love the fact that it started off a bit dreary and then as the days progressed, the sun is shining higher and higher, illuminating the agora?
Yeah, it's been beautiful.
So you are a part of Zoe Bell Gender Centre, which is an organisation that I have a lot of respect for. And you are dealing with the online services part of it.
So not quite. So I'm Zoe Birkinshaw, working at the Zoe Bell Gender Centre, which sometimes gets a bit confusing for people. So the centre is online at the moment while they work towards building a physical location. And it's about supporting the gender diverse and trans communities of Victoria through things like a kind of online Q&A section where people can ask questions anonymously, and also having an online referral directory if you're looking for, you know, different kind of services.
And I suppose that'd be quite handy because, you know, we are a generation that are on technology. I mean, looking around here, there are so many people on various different portable devices. So having all that information, like, right in your pocket is invaluable.
Absolutely. As part of the youth project that I work on, I work a fair bit with kind of young trans people in different ways, and we definitely see that young people are using technology. Yeah.
What, I guess, avenues and support groups are there out there for young, gender-diverse people that you could recommend?
Yep. So I guess in terms of online stuff, obviously the Gender Centre. Y-Gender is a youth trans group that runs social activities and different kind of advocacy projects as well. They're always a great one.
Yeah, and they do so much for the young trans community. I mean, I've gone to some of the Y-Gender catch-ups,
And just that feeling of acceptance, even as not identifying as trans, but I was still welcomed there as an equal person, which was really, really lovely and quite embracing. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Q&A forum?
Yep, so people can post questions that they have anonymously online. So if you just go to the website, which is gendercentre.com, you can kind of, you can just write your question and then people from the community can answer it. So that you can kind of log on as well to answer the questions that come up, and they have professionals that respond as well.
Yep, fantastic. Looking here specifically at the fantastic La Trobe University campus, what support network...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.